The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast with Alex Dunn and Craig Forsyth, with you to guide you through the best of Sunday's action. Follows on from a Super Saturday. Of course, we said farewell to the champion jockey AP McCoy. We're recording this prior to racing on Saturday, so we can't speculate as to how Saturday went for him. But fingers crossed it went okay. And as I said, Sunday, we've got Chelmsford, we've got Wetherby, their first flat card, and a card over the Irish Sea at Garran Park as well. So plenty to look forward to. How are you, Mr. Forsyth?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Alex. Looking forward to the very first flat meeting at Wetherby on Sunday.
It's intriguing, isn't it? It's not the easiest Sunday, I'd say, from a punting point of view, because Chelmsford is difficult in its own right, in that there's still horses that are sort of... Well, you don't know if they're Chelmsford specialists or whether they'll go there having won at Wolverhampton or at Suddle or anything like that. You've got Wetherby, which is essentially just a completely new track. And Garran, there's plenty of runners as well. So not the easiest Sunday.
It won't be the easiest Sunday, Alex. And, you know, you're really making me work for my money selecting these four races ahead of Sunday. But let's hope we can find a winner or two in amongst what looks competitive fields.
There's a couple of graded chases at Otoy if you'd rather do those.
I think we'll stick to Wetherby.
Okay, fair enough. We'll start just by mentioning AP. Obviously, if you listen, well, as people listen to this, he will have now retired, not as we speak, but just a fantastic legend of the sport, isn't he? He will not be surpassed anytime soon, if at all. What would you say, Craig? I mean, obviously, because you like a bet, you know. What are your thoughts with McCoy? Because often, from a betting point of view, his horses are too short, and they provide a bit of value. But at the same time, he is that good that he's effectively, you know, taking pounds off in a handicap. Or I think someone was saying last week, he's the one that needs to be handicapped, not the horses. It's difficult, but for all that I'd imagine you're sad to see him go from a racing point of view. From a punting point of view, any thoughts?
Didn't make a huge amount of difference from a punting point of view. You know, jockeys for me, particularly National Hunt jockeys, Alex, rarely comes into the equation. Mm-hmm. More so on the flat.
Yeah.
Much more so on the flat.
Split decisions, isn't it, on the flat?
Yeah, but, you know, over hurdles and fences, as long as you had an adequate jockey, you know, if you had AP on a horse you liked, then it was a huge bonus.
Yeah.
It was a huge bonus. But it was something that never really altered my way of thinking when looking at a race, whether AP would be in opposition riding a fancied horse against you or you had him on your side.
Okay.
You knew, though, you know, if it came down to a fight in the end, he was always going to be up against it. So from that point of view, it isn't a bad thing. But fantastic career. Really, really fantastic, you know. Just unbeatable, isn't he? He was just superb to keep going, keep maintaining it, and keep the hunger to keep delivering. And deliver he did. And he was a great ambassador for horse racing, full stop.
Travelled all around the country as well, didn't he, for his winners? He wasn't limited to the south. I mean, you regularly saw him up in Scotland and the likes of sort of Hexham and Catterick he'd go to every now and again. He wasn't, you know, afraid of a journey, was he?
Certainly not. And, you know, when he announced his retirement, you just seen the response around the race courses. There was, you know, I think the attendances were up wherever AP was riding from the day he announced his retirement. And you actually seen grown men queuing up to get his autograph.
Yeah.
You know, that's what he meant to horse racing fans. And, you know, as you said, his record will never be beat as long as I'm living, certainly, Alex.
Yeah. Is there one ride that sticks out for you as his best ever? Is there one particular good turn that he's done you?
You know, I think the best ever ride, it's been mentioned all over the place, really, and it really was an unbelievable effort, was his ride on Wichita Lineman in what was then the William Hill Handicap Chase at the Cheltenham Festival. I mean, he never looked like winning any stage of that race, but he never gave up. All the way, he got after his mount and... you know, he got his just rewards in the finish because the horse kept responding to his urgings. And that, for me, that was by far his best effort in the saddle. There's been many, many more, I'm sure, great memories at lesser tracks in lesser races. But, you know, with that being the Cheltenham Festival and all spotlight being on that event, to produce a ride like that was absolutely fantastic. Many other jockeys would have probably given up with the circuit to go.
Mm. Right, OK, we're going to have to move on to Sunday's action. We've got three races at Wetherby to look at and one at Chelmsford. We'll start just by talking about Wetherby because, of course, it is their first meeting as a flat track, dual purpose now, of course, and they've been rewarded with some huge field sizes. They've got big trainers up there, big owners. William Haggis is there. You've got, I think, Barry Hills has sent one up. There's plenty of interest from down south as well. I think Andrew Balling's got one up here as well. And the jockeys have turned up as well. The likes of Kieran Fallon's there. And it would appear that trainers, owners, jockeys have said, you know, have given Wetherby a big thumbs up, or so it would seem, on an 8-race card to start with, and that many runners. Can't be a bad thing.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks a fantastic start. Obviously, in terms of a betting perspective, you know, I would recommend go easy with the stakes. We don't know, ideally, where the best draw is going to be. Having a look at the course map, you know, every race, even over the minimum distance, will be around the bend. So draw could be very, very important at Wetherby. You know, on fastest ground, I would imagine a low draw would have to be some advantage, sweeping around that bend on the inner into the straight. But you wouldn't be surprised, you know, if it turned out much like York, where when conditions did get soft, Alex, they come more towards the middle to stand side when they enter. We just don't know. I'm only guessing here. And until we see the action unfold at the very first meeting on Sunday, then you've obviously got a risk involved, you know, with betting in terms of where is the best position to be on the track.
Certainly will be interesting, but we'll do our best to have a go at one or two winners. I think, like you said, it's not going to be easy. Small stakes advised, but hopefully we can try and have one or two. We'll start with the 2 o'clock, which is a handicap over a mile. 15 runners down to go to post for this one, Craig. And is pretty much as open a race as Wetherby could have found to kick off their flat season.
Yeah, it's a cracking race to get proceedings underway. Dark Ocean comes here after a win at Pontefract last time, a race he won 12 months ago. He's gone up £6 in the weights. I think the ground will definitely be a little bit livelier at Wetherby than it was at Pontefract. He had a lot go in his favour that day, raced prominently up with the pace and come there to get up in the dying stride to win by a head. But although I would want to be against Dark Ocean, Alex, in this Wetherby race, I think that there is a horse in behind who finished in behind that day in third position, in Trinity Star, who could turn around the form. Having been at Pontefract and seen Trinity Star in the paddock pre-race, he definitely will come on from that run 19 days ago. He was carrying plenty of condition. He was given an awful lot to do. It's hard to make up ground coming up the hill at Pontefract from the position he was in. I think there's much more to come from him. I like the way he's filled out from 3 to 4, and I still don't think he's badly handicapped off a mark of 75. And an eye-catching reappearance. Michael Dodds has got the season off to a fairly good start. And, you know, Trinity Star hopefully can build on his promising reappearance at Pontefract just over 2 weeks ago.
Okay, Trinity Star then the pick. Next up is the 3.35 from Wetherby. It's a handicap over a mile and 5 furlongs. 12 runners going to post for this one, Craig. Barring one, Rex Whistler, who is a non-runner. So just the 11. Doesn't really make it much easier, though, and there's plenty that could have chances here.
Yeah, I like the mare here, Alex. Miss McNamara for Martin Todhunter. She climbed through the weights last year, mainly at Catrick, performing well and winning 2 to 3 races last season. But, you know, coming back this term off a mark of 73, she suggested that she was up to following on her progress from last season. A real good effort behind Sherman McCoy, finishing 4th on that occasion. Typical Miss McNamara, travelled well and she stays well. I think she'll come on fitness-wise for the run. Jack Garrity takes 5 off. It's going to be a real strong pace on. Be Perfect and Stopped Out will make sure that this is a good, honest gallop. And Miss McNamara, a real strong travelling type, I think can hopefully outstay those two rivals in the closing stages and get back on the winning thread here.
Next up is the 440 from Weatherby. It's a Phillies handicap over the extended five furlong trip, 5.5 furlongs. 12 runners going to post. You mentioned the draw earlier, Craig. It's going to be interesting here because obviously they do have to come round a bend on this one. So you'd imagine that the low draw would help, but that may not be the case if they do come towards the near side. Where should we start here?
Yeah, looking at the layout for the five furlongs, yeah, and 110 yards, but we'll say five furlongs. Looking at the layout for this trip, you know, there is a little bit of a straight before the actual turn, so they're not meeting the turn immediately, you know, after leaving the stalls. Like some races you see at Wolverhampton, the seven furlong shoot what cuts in and what have you. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out, but I wouldn't be put off by a high draw. And I'm actually going to go with the horse that's drawn in stall 11, Lady Gibraltar, who, you know, made her return to the track over a trip that she just simply doesn't get. Seven furlongs at Kempton was definitely beyond her stamina limitations. She's fallen back down the weights. You know, you look back at her form from last year, she was running in rock solid sprint handicaps at grade one tracks such as York, Epsom, Sandown, and you know, some of the time wasn't totally disgraced. And as a result, the handicap has really given this mare a chance and able to race here off 79. Jordan Vaughan claims a further five off. Because she's ran poorly at Kempton, you know, I think she'll be value in this race, and I think she'll be a fairly decent price, Alex. I think, you know, each way, Lady Gibraltar would be the one in the 440.
Okay, Lady Gibraltar the pick then in the 440. We'll now move to Chelmsford. Chelmsford for the 420, a six furlong handicap. Seven runners down to go to post for this Class 3 event, Craig. You could give chances to most of these. Upavon's likely to be popular with Ryan Moore on board, and does like it here, which could be crucial.
Yeah, he won here last time, and, you know, over this course and distance, he took a while to hit top gear coming round the bend and eventually getting on top and going away and winning well, beating Showtime Star by a comfortable two lengths. And, you know, I think he's going to get a good pace to aim at here, particularly with Oriental Relation, also Sassy Regal Parade, even Desert Command can race from the front. So, you know, there's going to be a strong gallop here. And what we've seen at Chelmsford over five and six furlongs is it has suited horses racing up with the pace. But I expect Ryan Moore to be within a length or two of the pace setters here with a really good pace to aim at. I think he's the one that's going to find himself in the box seat, ready to strike. And off a £5 higher mark, I expect Upavon to follow up his recent course and distance victory.
Okay, Upavon the pick then in the 420 from Chelmsford. Great stuff, Craig. Best of luck with your picks at Weatherby and Chelmsford on Sunday, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thank you, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.